Welcome.
Of course, happy Monday, everybody. Hope the weekend for all of you was fantastic. Anything of note for you, Michelle, over the weekend?
No.
Just sort of ho-hum, just a normal...
Just had a bunch of friends over.
Normal average weekend, all right.
Oh,
thanks for the invite to the party. Thanks
a lot. It was a girls-only party.
Listen,
in that case, I should have invited you.
I like slumber... What is that supposed to mean? I like slumber parties.
Okay. Well, next time I will make sure you're on the list.
Thank you.
List.
I would have brought my sleeping bag and my onesie, and it would have been one heck of a night. We could have watched Mean Girls. Is that what you guys watched?
The Notebook.
Oh, wow. Even better.
Even better.
Michelle, if I'm a bird, you're a bird, all right?
Aww.
There you go.
That was good.
I know it was. I know. Hey, I want to say congratulations to my sister-in-law. She popped out another baby.
Congrats.
Yeah, Rebecca's sister had a baby boy. Benjamin Pratt is his name.
How cute.
Rebecca went down to Columbus to see the newborn yesterday, and we didn't want to take our kiddos. They're kind of they're kind of snot-nosed right now.
Yeah, no.
You don't want 15-month-old babies around a fresh newborn baby.
Precious little baby.
But Daddy was playing a Dad of the Year yesterday as I, as I held it down from... breakfast all the way through dinner and bath time.
Good for you.
Yeah, you can listen, pat myself on the back for that, honestly. Did I mention they're snot-nosed? I think they passed something on to me, too.
Oh, no.
Starting to feel it. The throat, the esophagus area.
Start pumping that vitamin C.
The nose. What contains vitamin C? The orange juice?
Yeah.
Okay, what are some other things?
Well, I just take the supplements.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. You take your daily, like, vitamins and supplements?
Every day.
Do you really?
I do.
Look
the
at
Flintstone
you.
Kind.
As do I. It's called a K-cup. You ever heard of those? You ever heard of K-cups?
Yep.
A new vitamin that's out on the market. It's fantastic. Does wonders.
A couple times a day.
Does wonders, yeah. Hey, I want to mention this. Of course, late, well, I guess, depending on how you look at things, early Sunday morning, which some folks may have been coming and wanting something to eat after a long Saturday night out, but the whole Waffle House situation, you hear
yeah,
about this.
Yeah, that's scary.
They're still searching for this gunman who goes by the name of Travis Rain King. Went into a Waffle House early Sunday morning, shot up the place, killed 4 people, injured 4 others. But the real story of this whole thing is the hero, James Shaw Jr., the guy who sort of wrestled the gun away from the individual. What a brave person right there to do that.
Jeez. I don't know, that's such a scary situation. I don't know how I would react in that. So, for him to do that, that's pretty brave.
Yeah, sitting there enjoying his Waffle House, and all of a sudden he described it as what he thought were plates breaking at first. And then he saw the gunman and sprung into action. Now this kid, Travis Rain King, I say he's a kid, I don't know how old he is.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah, I just saw it somewhere. I know he's like under the age of 25, but anyway, he walked in there. Apparently, he had nothing. He was basically naked.
That's what I heard.
He had a coat on. He had an AR-15, which was left behind at the scene after that scuffle with the patron, and the gentleman then took off. The gunman did. Still at large. They're searching for him.
Yeah.
Right now. They'll find him.
I hope so.
Eventually. Hey, this was from Fox News earlier this morning. Here's what they're calling the hero, James Shaw Jr., sort of describing what happened.
I hit him with the swivel door, and then the gun was kind of jammed up, and it was pushed down, so we were scuffling. And I managed to get him with one hand on the gun, and then I grabbed it from him, and I threw it over the countertop.
He was injured in that whole situation, too. Was it I don't know if it was a gunshot to that. I don't think he got shot in the hand.
I don't know. I was just getting ready to look it up.
Yeah, his hand in that press conference yesterday was all wrapped and bandaged up. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigators, they put Travis Rain King now in the top 10 of their most wanted list. Just like that, overnight.
He should be number one right now.
Being placed on the... I don't know where he's at. Where he exactly ranks on the whole thing. The police, they're searching for him here early morning hours. I mean, all hands on deck, really. They say he's on foot. The last time he was seen was Sunday around a wooded area near an apartment complex where he lived. They say he could be armed, and unless he somehow got on foot. We're going to hear that, by the way. You're going to have to turn
it off. Yep, got that.
he's on foot, they say, unless somebody may have scooped him up, and which, I don't know. Why would somebody do that? I don't know. Hitchhikers nowadays.
Like he's not going to get very far.
Public schools will be on what they say a lockout. They'll be in lockout mode, which, I don't know. The kids will still go to school, I'm assuming. Lockout.
What's a lockout?
I don't know. That's what they call it in Tennessee.
Compared to a lockout.
Officials with the Nashville Public School System say schools will go into lockout mode if Rain King isn't found in time for class Monday. During the lockout, students will be free to move about the building, but no guests or visitors will be allowed to enter the building. So that's what they're doing there in all the schools in Nashville today. As everyone's on kind of high alert, they say folks should go about their normal lives, but if you see anything suspicious, report it. Everybody knows what this kid looks like now.
Right, his picture's everywhere.
Yeah, it's all over the place. I'm sure they've already interviewed the family, may still be in the process of interviewing the family, but we'll see if it comes to an end. Today, the massive manhunt, if you will.
Yikes.
Tennessee's got lots of mountains and stuff, too. I mean,
yeah, it's very woodsy.
Could be woodsy.
Woodsy.
Like it. Like it very much. Hey, were you up late last night watching the Cavaliers?
LeBron James.
No, I fell asleep.
I was up late, way past my bedtime, close to the midnight hour, but folks, it was well worth it. Well worth it.
It's about time.
Yeah, I know, some other guys finally hit some shots besides LeBron, but it's now a tied series back to Cleveland. Now, if you think about it, Cavs have potentially two games, home games, left in the series, so it's a best of three now, because the first one to win two games.
If Indiana is giving them this much trouble, they're not going to make it very far.
You got to still be optimistic, Michelle.
I've lost my optimism.
No, not to get all sportsy-dorsy on you.
Sports!
But Indiana, they pose some matchup problems for us. But listen, what it all comes down to is Cavs just have to play better. Really, which they did last night.
Isn't that the main goal of any game?
Yeah, you're right.
To play better?
You're right. Tell that to the Cleveland Browns, though, as they still don't know what that means. Guys, just play better. What does that mean? But anyway, hey, while we're on the topic of sports, of course, this week we have our Big Z Sports Draft Party, the second annual draft party. It's going to be at Bottoms Up Bar and Grill, brought to you by Parkway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Also, DTS screen printing and embroidery hopped on board there, too. You'll notice when I close my eyes and squint really hard, it means I'm thinking extremely hard. Did you just notice that?
I did.
Because I didn't have the copy in front of me, but my mind, I was able to remember all that stuff. But anyway, it's this Thursday, our draft party, and today we will pick another contestant for our wing-eating contest, which will take place that night at our draft party at Bottoms Up Bar and Grill. Of course, the prize list, it's fantastic. Someone will win those Kalahari Water Park tickets, four of them. Also, Rubber Duck tickets. Second place, $50 to Bottoms Up and four tickets to Midvale Speedway. We are going... I didn't plan on picking another from Facebook today, but we're going to do that again today because a lot of folks commented and tried to get in to this wing-eating contest. Of course, we chose Torrey Gibbs.
Right, I remember that.
On Friday, Torrey Gibbs was the first contestant. Well, really, if you want to think about it, Torrey Gibbs was the second contestant because last year's champ, Josh Harstein, he's automatically in. So, Josh, we will see you there. He's ready to go. He's a Strasburg native, too.
Ooh.
So he'll be there representing his hometown and his home colors, if you will. Also, Pat Owens was chosen on Friday night's Big Z Sports Show. So, Pat, you are in. And that makes three with the returning champ, Torrey Gibbs and Pat. So, we will pick one more today from our Facebook list. If you guys want to get in, you have some time to comment. We'll do so. We'll pick a winner that is in like the 8 o'clock hour. So, comment away, if you will. It's what they call pinned to the top. That post is. So, it's oh so easy. Too fine. You guys will be there, right? You and your and your hubby?
Yeah, we will be there.
All right. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a party, folks. Lots of prizes, giveaways, handouts. Kevin, owner of Bottoms Up, he was here Friday on the Big Z Sports Show.
How'd that go?
He said it went great. He's a good guy. He's a natural in terms of just talking sports. But he said that all of his vendors, like folks from like Bud Light or Corona or who the heck ever, will be there handing out like koozies, beads.
Oh, fun.
That kind of thing. Now, I don't know what the thing is with all these beads. So I don't know if it's Mardi Gras style or what, but I said it's going to be a party. You never know what may happen there at Bottoms Up in Strasburg.
Best behavior.
We'll find out, though, on Thursday. We will see you there.